So there is a young audience.
But I would even say that young listener may even, the hip-hop may bring them in. But the conversations, I mean, even like I comb through like our old demo episodes, we have good life conversations. Like, I brought, like, not topical, but like I said before, like, current topics that are in the ethos. So it doesn't have to be like right now what's happened, like week-to-week podcast, but right. We kind of talk about things that are still floating around, and which may be our niche too, because we can even go deeper into certain things because we don't have to feel the urge to just talk about shit so fast because this is the hot news now.
Right.
Let it be out. Let it simmer.
Uh-huh, honey. Party people.
Welcome to Fresh to Death. I am half of your listening pleasure. This is Big Phil, a.k.a. Northside Itchy.
And I am SP Fresh across all social media platforms. That's who I am, and that's who I be.
And that's who we be, y'all.
No doubt. That's who I be.
Yeah.
What's good with you, Big Phil? How are you, my man?
Hey, I am blessed, man. I'm alive and well, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. We recording on a different night. What's Monday? November 25th?
Yeah.
2019?
Yeah.
I like to timestamp shit. So even though it's, you know, this won't be released to like December 2nd, but it is Monday, 7:48 p.m., November 25th, 2019. And we're in Long Beach, California. Recording on a Monday. We usually rock on a Sunday.
Yeah. You know, right now, what you just say in the date right there, it really saddened me just now a little bit because, you know, if we timestamping it, you know, we just coming off of a good friend of ours, Jamar Stamps, badass, rest in peace.
Badass, B.A., Jamar Stamps.
Yeah, man, he's no longer with us. He was a great MC out of Long Beach.
True Long Beach representative.
Man, whew. All parts of Long Beach.
All parts.
North, east, west, definitely. Loved.
From
loved.
The east side, but he showed love to everyone from every part. So he was just, like I said, he was just a Long Beach representative.
Yeah.
And a dope MC. I found out something new about him that I didn't know, that when he met Show and they was battling in the mall, what did Show say? Like Lakewood Mall or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
My nigga had on his backpack.
Uh-huh.
I should have known. Yeah, he was definitely a hip-hop head, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. He definitely stayed on top of his craft.
Yeah,
He's just not your regular street rap. He can rap his ass off.
He can rap, yeah. He can do some real rappity rap type shit.
Yeah, he'll rap. For hours.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
yo,
man.
Yeah, peace to him, man. It was hearing him pass away, I think he was 43.
Yeah.
Man.
He gave us a lot, man. A lot of good energy. He had a great voice. Just a real good, solid cat. Didn't have too many enemies except for maybe Ray J or something like that. But we ain't going to talk about
it. I know nothing about that. He had some shit with Ray J?
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I did hear they did have like maybe a little something, little touch up,
yeah,
a little something. Yeah. But, you know, I just couldn't imagine even that happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I know the dude. I know who Bad is, and Bad is everybody homeboy. So, we recently lost him. His viewing, his memorial service is actually, his viewing is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
And his memorial service will be Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Damn, before Thanksgiving. Yo, man, his first album came out in 98. Word on the Street. Priority Records, I believe.
Yep.
And I still remember, you know, his family, you know, peace to Marquise and Jamal, the Stamps, they stayed on the corner. If they ever hear this, they know what time it is. I'm not going to say the street and shit, but
yeah.
They stayed on the corner. So I've been knowing it for wild years. But I remember when Badass album came out, they had his poster like on the side of their fence. So I used to roll by and see that shit all the time.
Dope.
Word on the Streets.
Dope. Yeah.
And great. What's that? G, what was Mama that House. First single off that album?
Putting It Down. With Snoop,
yeah.
Putting It Down.
Yeah, I don't know if DJ Pooh or Battle Cat produced that. I think one of the two.
It sounds so Battle Cat.
I hope I ain't getting my facts wrong.
It sounds so Battle Cat. I don't know. Boom, dun, 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 dun.
That's that shit right there. Yeah.
Boom, boom. Boom, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, yeah.
That beat used to knock.
God bless his soul, badass, man. You did your thing, man.
We
you
love
definitely
you, brother.
Represent, man. You got a chance to do your shit, man.
Yeah.
You got a chance to do your shit. And I checked out, he dropped the album last year in 2018. That shit is solid as well, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the New Adventures. The New Adventures. Remember, I was telling you about it. We was talking about it.
We was talking about it, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I went back and took another listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good album, too. It's a real good album. But it's just the fact that, I don't know, I feel like the world, they don't like L.A. or Long Beach, like, gangbanging on wax. So we kind of, they kind of put us in that little category, in that box.
Mm-hmm.
And only people that's really going to listen to it is the people that, you know, is in this area. It doesn't get a lot of pub. Mm-hmm.
So we kind of like skipped over a lot of shit. So how you doing, man?
Man, I'm blessed,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we got to catch up. How you doing? You good?
I'm good, man. I'm solid, man.
You going to tell the people about last night?
Shit. I knew you was drawing that. I knew you was trying to draw that out of me. All right, so fuck it.
Tell the story. Fuck it, man. Tell the story.
Fuck it. All right, so I got a homeboy, right? And my homeboy show is an MC that I grew up with. You know what I'm saying?
Legendary, like, North Long Beach brother, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we grew up recording out of the Orange Studios on Board Street, and that's where we actually got Badass through there. So Badass was getting down with me, Show, No Comp, Twack. You know what I'm saying? We was all doing our thing out this little spot. I remember when Bad first came up in there, and he brought Lil J and Shorty K with him. And these brothers just rapped on and on. Even them two little, the lowlifes, them two little niggas was going. But I wanted to really get Show on the show because he could really talk about his experience, because he was from Low Lives pretty much. He would tour with Frank Nitti and all them. And
now, they battled one another, didn't they?
To begin with, when they first met in the mall, they went head to head, and then Show was like, man, this nigga dope. And, you know what I mean? They had mutual respect. So then that's what brought Bad over, and they recorded a couple songs together. And then from the Orange, niggas moved over to fucking with DJ Don together. So Bad was recording out there in Altadena at DJ Don house with Show and me and everybody else. And there's a record on Word on the Streets. It's a record called The Shit, where he run through and talk about all these different females or whatever. But sidebar, that's a sidebar. But getting back to it. So anyway, I wanted to have Show come over here and talk to us about meeting up with Bad early on back in the 90s. And I got a kidnap Show. Show is the type of person that, you know, you'll set something up.
I couldn't stop laughing when you told me that, man.
He'll set something up, and then when it's time to go get him, the nigga be missing in action, be MIA every time. I've known Show for 25 years, so I already know, like, okay, I gotta secure this nigga and then get him on over here. So
you couldn't have told him this is what you coming to do. You coming to record a podcast.
I could have told him that, but it probably wouldn't have happened.
Uh-huh.
So I got the grand scheme idea, like, let me go ahead and just secure him early, chill with him, sip, whatever, whatever, and then I can bring him on over and I have him on the show.
Yeah.
Well, in the process of that, we sipping, and some hours is going by, and we sipping and sipping and sipping.
Sipping and sipping and sipping. Now, what you drinking on?
We sipping on Cavassier Martinelli's apple juice.
Cavassier.
Man, shit's delicious. It has to be Martinelli's apple juice, though.
Talk about it.
So anyway, the nigga say, let's go get another bottle. Fuck.
Now, those bottles are sizable as it fucking is.
Yeah, it's a fifth.
Yeah.
If was a fifth, we all be drunk. Anyway,
man.
So boom, I still got to kill time. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's go get another bottle. I had no idea this other bottle was going to be the death of me.
And boy, was it.
So, boom, I get my boy on over. You know, we sit down, we set up. I'm thinking I'm sounding great. I'm thinking everything is cool.
You actually don't, I mean, you actually don't sound bad, to tell you the truth, no. To tell you the truth, no.
Man, it's a certain level of professionalism that I have to have, man. And if it's not 100, then I can't really put it out there like that.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard it. I haven't heard the tape back or anything like that. So I really don't know how good or how bad it actually sound. But when we were done, when we rapped, and I was like, yo, I asked you, I'm like, how did it sound? your response was anything other than positive. It was like, eh. I knew right off the bat it was an epic failure. But go ahead. That's when the liquor really caught up with your boy and pretty much flattened me. And then you took advantage of that. And only got the camera out. I'm thankful for that. You only got the camera out and got a little snapshot. I'm glad you didn't get the hot sauce out.
I couldn't.
Niggas was notorious with hot sauce and niggas who fell asleep.
I couldn't pass the moment. I had to capture that moment.
I love the pic, man. I love it. I've been looking at that pic all day.
Look at this shit. I said, look at this nigga on the floor, mouth wide the fuck open, snoring, I might add, too.
Was that snoring like hella loud?
Hella loud.
You didn't get video?
I didn't get video. I should have took some video.
Damn it. Yeah, you can't let that one pass. Gotta get the video.
I got multiple images, though. It will leak out somehow. I didn't post it yet.
I almost posted it myself, though.
All right.
Because I was going to get ahead of it and change the narrative. This is what grinding looks like. Look, that's no grinding.
You want to see a dead body?
Right? I was going to be like, hashtag hustling.
Man.
Hey, but now you're going to put up what? I sleep when I'm dead? This nigga dead.
He grinded. He fresh to death.
All right, man. Yo, so we've been having some good days, man. You know what I'm saying? Besides all the sipping and drinking or whatever, it was just good being with my homeboy. And
he had
his nephew with him, Rob Who. Up and coming artist. Hey, he got something for people, too. Rob Who is going to be, you know, probably your next commercial success. So, you know, trying to grow him, man. Homegrown, man. Anyway, me and you been running these streets.
We have. We went to a fly event this past Thursday, November 21st, right? 21st?
Yeah, it was the 21st.
Went to go see Little Brother, man.
Man, finally for me, finally.
Tigolo, rapper Pooh.
Finally.
New Tigolo.
Man, hey, Little Brother, man, y'all did not disappoint. So they did Long Beach. I mean, they did L.A. After L.A., they shook to Vegas, and I think they went up to probably Northern California after that.
The dope thing about that show is to see all the adults there. The bona fide adults. You know, you've seen some gray-haired brothers, some sisters there that you know were 30-plus, if not older, but just the adults. Right. And it was a huge turnout.
Right. It was.
The opening DJ, I think his name is DJ Flash. He was incredible. Salute to him. Playing all the fly shit.
Right. It was definitely some real underground hip-hop. Yeah. Just a good venue. There was no kids, no whack music. You know what I'm saying? It was dope.
It's amazing that people our age we still just love this shit, man. You know, see, I was just observing the crowd and just seeing everybody mouth the words when he was playing some Gangstar shit and he played that Slick Rick shit.
Yeah.
Just seeing everybody just into it.
That's what we grew up to. That's what we're attached to. Yeah. We're not going to leave hip hop alone.
Nah, man.
Hip hop is with us forever. I'm not about to, in the next 10, 15 years, just stop listening to hip hop music and pick up, gospel? I'm not about to do that. That's not about to happen.
You may add on, but never take hip hop away.
I cannot remove it. Nope.
So it's definitely still here and alive, and it's just enough room for everyone. It makes no sense for anyone our age bracket to hate on these younger guys that's doing their things because our shit still exists.
Right.
It's just enough room for everybody. Let those young people, let them make what they make because our shit is still out there.
Right.
We still have veteran MCs who are still making incredible music to this day, and we have to support. Don't just say, we got to, at least stream their shit, buy their shit. Or go see him in a show, what I'm saying?
Right. But shit, I've been streaming that Gangstar.
Fly shit, huh?
Hell yeah.
One of the best
yet.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's dope, man. If you are a classic Gangstar head and you know their history, it's just a dope Gangstar album, It's not gonna, it probably won't be number one on the charts or on the radio, nothing like that, but it's just a great, it's good to hear Guwo and Premier again together, man.
Yeah, and Primo did that shit right, man.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. To bring out those verses.
Yeah.
And then it sounds incredible, so.
It's a good brick to add onto their legacy, man. Peace to Guwo.
Yep, yep. Man,
You want to get into your boy now?
Nah.
Not yet.
I mean, it don't matter.
What else you had on the docket?
It don't matter. I mean, let's just talk about it. I mean, we could talk about it. But why has it got to be my boy, though?
You are a big Kanye fan, man.
Nah, I was a big Kanye fan.
But you just can't cut that shit off like that. It's still resonating in you, man. We have a Kanye thread going on.
I noticed that.
A Kanye thread.
We do now. I think today makes it official.
Yeah.
Today makes official, it official. Official. Yeah. Right. Before, it was just a couple of mentions.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, man. He just keeps doing crazy shit. So I can't ignore it. I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So anyway, your boy appeared.
What did he do?
Your boy appeared in a mega church and checked the pastor. It never fucking fails, man. This nigga's crazy.
A little editing clip here.
There were Christians that were there that were not. Excuse me, brother. I go into these streams of consciousness when I'm talking, and when you're speaking in the middle of it, it distracts me. I really appreciate the support, but I would like for everybody to be completely silent so I can let God flow through me as I speak to you guys today.
He checked the pastor. He said, "Hey, don't interrupt me when I'm speaking on your pulpit to your congregation. Do you know who I am?"
That's arrogant Kanye at his best.
Man.
I'm just so... I'm a Kanye fan. Not a stan, but a fan. Definitely appreciate what he does. I mean, he's an incredible artist, man. I will even say, man... He definitely will go down in history of being one of the greats of all times.
He will definitely go down in history, absolutely.
You know, you
think
disagree.
For some other shit, though. He's definitely
fucking up his legacy, but you can't take away from his artistry, man. But
true.
What he's doing now, it's like, I'm so fascinated. I'm more fascinated about what he's doing now than even more so his music.
Yeah.
It's just like, where is he taking us? What the fuck is he doing?
He's buying crazy acres of land.
What the fuck?
He's building bumblebee hive houses.
I think, like I said last time, is this nigga starting a new religion?
This nigga is starting a new cult. Nigga, I don't know about a religion.
Wow.
But he is a person that has extreme stands. Yeah. He has super stands.
Yeah.
And he has them by the millions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's building all his housing.
For them to come live or something?
Who knows? Probably. It might be Yeezy land. It might be Yeezy land. Yeezy land. I don't know what to call it,
but... he ain't going to live there for free because he's still probably going to charge. Because those Sunday service, he charges for that, right?
I don't think so. I seen a ticket on Instagram, some dude I used to work with, he showed a little ticket that he went, and it looked like on the ticket stub, it was $0 on there.
Where do you get the tickets from?
I think they're first come, first serve through Ticketmaster or something like that. I don't know.
I would go to that shit, though.
I won't.
You wouldn't be curious?
I don't want to go to that.
I would be fucking curious just to see what the fuck is it.
Right. I'm not big on the whole, nah. I would prefer to stay away myself.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know. Like I said, I'm not the most religious person out there, but there is something bigger than us.
Yeah.
I definitely think that there's a spirit, a devil. You know what I mean? I could see the devil in people and just like throughout this world. So, you know, if you know that there's a devil, there's a God, you know what I'm saying? But there's a devil. I know the devil is strong.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I don't want to come nowhere close to where I think the devil might be. And if I was the devil,
would you, you would work through Kanye?
I would go to Kanye's Sunday service. Okay. I just don't believe that. I don't believe him right now. I still don't believe him. You know, people want to give him the benefit of doubt. Oh, he's giving his life to God.
So hold on. In your personal opinion, you think that he's just totally bullshitting everybody. You think he's full of shit right now.
I think he's full of shit. He said that he'll never make another hip-hop album.
Yeah.
Secular hip-hop album.
Secular music, yeah.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
You think his ego won't let him?
Nah, he ain't gonna put that down. Nah. And go out what? So he left hip-hop screaming, Jay-Z, I know you got killers. Don't come kill me, bruh. No. I don't think he's gonna go out on that note. And say, okay, from this point on, I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to say.
See, I don't care. I'm just watching the show. That's how I look at it. I don't care what the... I don't care if he's bullshitting people.
Yeah.
It's wrong. I hope he's not. If he really turned his life over to Jesus, I hope everything is sincere.
Yeah. It would be nice.
What he does doesn't fuck with my life in one way or another.
Yeah.
Doesn't move a needle over here.
You're right about that. You're right about that.
So I kind of don't understand why people get up in arms about it. It's like, that's his shit. He's on it. Whatever. That's his life. Just tune in and watch the show, or if not, don't watch it.
Well, the only thing that can kind of get under my skin is if you are, fronting.
Yeah.
Like, don't play with God, man. That's all I said. Don't play with God.
I agree with that.
And don't play with people who have love and faith in God. Don't destroy God's people. Like, don't do that.
But see, I think he knows that. See, to me, he's always had that belief ever since he's come out.
He's also said he sold his soul to the devil, and it came with a couple toys like a Happy Meal. The nigga said that. So, can you sell your soul to the devil and then get your soul back and give it to Jesus? Is that possible?
How much money you got?
Oh, another Kanye reference.
What'd you say?
He said, I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I woke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to talk reckless.
But that's kind of... That's the greatness about him.
To whom much is given, much is... Man, that dude, man.
Who says shit like that, though?
Man.
Who
that's... So you can see why I don't believe anything he's fucking saying right now, right?
Yeah. So, okay. Listen, I like that right there. You don't believe anything he's saying. So, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't believe in God or a higher power himself. It's just, this is new shtick he's on.
If you believe in God, you don't play with God, dude. Right or wrong?
The Lord is our Savior.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. I am SP Fresh, and right now you're listening to Fresh to Death. Once again, that's Fresh, TWODEAF, Fresh to Death, y'all. Keep it locked in, or should I even say locked in? This is a podcast. You're not getting locked to anything. You're just streaming shit. We're just trying to make some fly, fresh content for you. Fuck with it. This is Fresh to Death, y'all. Peace. One.
You don't pick up and put it down, pick it back up, put it down, pick it back up. You can't keep jumping back and forth like that. So, once vegetables are cooked with pork, they're pork.
I never heard that before.
Shout out to the Boondocks. Yeah. Yeah, vegetables cooked with pork equals pork.
It's pork, huh?
It's all pork.
You just ruin everything, huh, with the pork.
The pork juice, yeah. You can't unpork the vegetables. They it's all porked out. Man.
Yo.
But yeah, man, the hip-hop, man, don't mess up hip-hop. Don't play with God.
Don't play with God. Respect God.
Hey, and another thing, too, though, but one thing I did want to talk about, and we've talked about it before in the past. I mean, you're starting to hear hip-hop in Starbucks and in other places, man. And
starting to. I think it's been around for a minute, man.
Yeah, it has. It has. It's huge. And, you got more people that's, like, digging it. you know, different cultures, and they're making it, and they're making it the way that they want to make it. It's no longer pretty much the voice of young black youth.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I think hip hop is for everyone.
It is for everyone, but now will you play everyone's music? Like,
I think when you're talking about art, creativity, it doesn't matter who creates it. Good is good.
True. True.
So if it's dope and it's then done from a genuine place, I'm gonna play it and I'm supporting.
Right.
Bad is bad. I mean, I think true art, true creativity has no color lines. I think us as people, we put all that other shit on it, but true creative people, they get together and I don't think you really see color because we connect on just a different level, man.
Okay. Yeah, but you also got to have a connection to it. Let's use Eminem for example.
Mm-hmm.
He's dope, but the background, his perspectives on things, you don't necessarily agree with that. That's why you lean more to Royce. You can see Royce's struggle, but and you kind of, you know, you can identify with his topics.
Uh-huh.
But I mean,
Eminem, yeah. But Eminem, he makes incredible music.
Incredible music.
But I don't identify, but there's other people who do.
Absolutely. He's going to reach a different market.
Yeah.
But I think it's good though. I mean, it broadens you know, the listening, the ear.
Yeah.
There's people that would never give it a chance before that are now into it, but I don't know, man. It's also, at the same time, I feel it does take away a little bit from the culture.
What takes away though?
Like the expansion of it, like with it growing as big as it is and other people digging it. What did Ice Cube say back in the day?
Oh, the
pretty soon hip hop won't be so nice.
No, Ice Cube, just Vanilla Ice. Yeah, but
we getting less Ice Cubes. We got Kendrick. He's like our modern day Cube, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. There's just so much shit out there, man. I don't really see it that way. I mean, it's just so much shit out there to choose from. And if you don't like something, you don't have, it's just so much more to listen to. You just don't listen to that segment of rap.
Stay out that section of the music shop, huh?
Hip hop is just so big now. It's everywhere. It is a global art form. It is probably one of America's biggest export. It's big everywhere. So I don't know if like people I mean, I guess you can't appropriate the culture, but I mean, we've been soul since back in the day, since Sugar Hill Gang, man.
That's true.
Like I said, my whole outlook on this shit is totally different. You remember I said I didn't see hip hop as entertainment?
Yeah.
I don't know why the fuck I thought that way, but of course it is.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just see everything totally different though.
Right. Well, I mean, the good thing about it is, we have all these streaming services now and you can really be choosy, pick and choose, and you can actually get a sample of everybody's stuff without having to make a real serious commitment of about $20 to now, discover something.
Yeah. Now, when you say cultural appropriation, what do you mean?
Well, basically, you know, you got your... it's kind of hard to say, I guess. Like, you still got your Vanilla Ices, but you got back in the day you had a few Vanilla Ices. You had, you know, I don't know how to say it without sounding crazy.
So like, what's the difference between Vanilla Ice and Eminem? Or, you know, I don't.
Well, for one, M really loves the culture. M is like bred from it. He wasn't trying to make a dollar off of it. He was just like, nigga, I'm a spit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it sells, if they accept me, if they love me, great. And it actually worked out and sold beyond, I'm pretty sure, his wildest dreams.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way with Vanilla Ice. I feel it was like young, like today's young black kids, like that sell dope and think everybody can rap about selling dope and make a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, you know, it was a white boy who thought like, okay, I can kind of dance a little bit. I really can't rap, but everybody can rap.
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and put myself on wax, do a couple dance moves, and turn it into a hustle. Well, I just see more and more of that hustle nowadays. I don't see,
Now from, are you saying that, you're seeing that hustle from white people?
From everybody, yeah, from everybody. But I mean, it's from all people.
Yeah.
Because black people shit on hip hop too.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
everybody's doing it right. Now, you're right though. You can pick and choose whatever you want. We got these streaming services. We're all independent. I don't understand why people still fuck themselves over to try to fit into a certain box when you really don't have big labels telling you, oh, we want you to sound just like this dude. You don't have that no more. That pressure is gone. Yeah, you can be whatever you want to be. Yeah. But shit, they
which
didn't...
is why if you making that bullshit,
maybe it's all on you.
Maybe that's what you like to make.
You know what? There's a large population that like bullshit too, right?
It sells. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not. I don't want to be that older dude that's mad. I just don't. I don't care anymore. I just don't care.
But we should care. You gotta protect it.
You're right. No, you're right. I mean, when I say I don't care, meaning I definitely care about the culture and the preservation of this shit. You know, I want this shit to continue. I would hope and wish that the younger artists would actually know their history and know the origins of how this shit got started. But just them,
but if they don't, then at least
if they
we
don't,
got, at least we got
we're
us.
Here.
We got,
yeah,
our, we got
it's,
us.
It's just it's gonna continue. It's no use of getting mad or angry at us versus them. Oh, that shit is arbitrary. It just doesn't matter.
Right, because even in the young generation, there are several cats that actually do care.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole, for one.
Yeah.
He cares a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, just listening to Middle Child over and over and over again, I'm still not tired of the record.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure people, you know, below him care. So
right.
It's never going to die. I don't think we have anything to worry about, man. Hip-hop is at a great space, I believe, my personal opinion, man.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's just growing and growing and growing. And that's cool. It's good. You know, it's generating a lot of jobs, a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And people can travel, you know. It's all over the world.
It's all over the world, man.
Yeah.
It's all over the fucking world.
Yeah, man. What's good, man? What you been listening to, man?
I have been since that Little Brother show, back on that Little Brother album, Metalora Watch, dope shit. Of course, Gangstar, dope shit.
You check out Davies yet?
Not really. Only what you played when we was going to the show.
Uh-huh.
That shit was dope though. Actually been going down a Kanye rabbit hole, man.
Really?
Really?
I'm
really,
sorry to do that too.
You started. you definitely started. I started with where did I start from? What's the one I never did really get into? Name some of his albums.
Yeezus.
I started there.
I
never really got into Yeezus.
Okay.
Not bad. Not bad. Life of Pablo, you know, that's the one I really got back on. I re-listened to that one. Not bad at all, man.
I'm telling you, the boy can make some music. He probably can't rap.
He's not the dopest rapper.
But
very entertaining rapper, though.
That's the thing. The boy,
lines are crazy.
Man, full of them. Punchline after punchline, man. Just straight stupidity. Just ignorance.
Ignorance.
Nah, you can't say ignorance. No, this nigga's ignorant. He is ignorant. But I love that ignorant shit, because it... For me, it gives me a feeling like to where it's like, man, you know what? I know I'm about to drive to this punk ass job.
But at least this ignorant shit.
But listening to this ignorant shit on the way to it, you know what I'm saying? Just for this car ride, I'm feeling free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely know that, man.
I'm feeling free. So, and I like music like that, man. Yeah. I like people to show out on track. Just go ahead and have a ball. Show me your greatness. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I've been really going on that Kanye rabbit hole. Just, I think it's the wild shit that he's doing now. I'm curious of what the fuck he's doing. And I'm comparing and contrasting that to the music he's making. And just, how do you switch so fast?
But he lives on switching. Like, that's his thing. Like, from album to album, okay, what I'm going to switch up this time. That's why I don't believe this whole church thing.
Like, this is maybe just a gimmick. His
exactly. I mean, you done did the Stunner Shades or whatever, the Show Nuff Shades.
Yeah.
you done went through, you know, you came through with the pink polo and the backpack.
Yeah,
you done switched up, came this rocker dude. You done did the Yeezus, the black heavy metal guy. You know what I'm saying? You done went through all these different phases. Then, you know, being bipolar is awesome, I fucking hate it, or whatever the case, whatever it was. You just keep giving us these different layers every single time. He knows how to reinvent himself, which is great. That's a great skill. A lot of rappers need to learn how to do that. I just don't like where we're at right now. That's it. I don't like it. That's really bad. Yeah.
Kanye. What you been listening to?
That Dave East, been getting on that. I really like that kid. He's got some pretty good records on there, and he's got a record with Nas on there that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a record talking about, you know, on his way to school, going to school every day back, you know. It's just, he goes over a lot of shit that I experienced in my life, like, and never even thought about it. Like, damn, walking to school, you would see so much. Like, I didn't came home from school and had guns pulled out on me. I didn't see people getting fights. Mm. I didn't see all type of shit just walking to school.
Yeah.
So that connected with me. He's got a couple other joints on there too.
Yo, man, I remember walking home from school over the bridge and some niggas in the car came up and pulled out a gun on us. And I don't know if it was real or fake, but you remember this dude we grew up with? Oh, shit. His name was Eric. I forgot his last name. But he took off running on the on-ramp to the 710 freeway. Just wild, unpredictable shit. I don't know if they was fucking with us or just on some serious shit. They just pulled out a gun. They said, "Where y'all niggas from?" None of us was gangbanging, but we all just scattered off running into different directions.
Right.
Just wild shit like that no kid should ever experience, man. We would just walk
around. That hood life, man. You can't avoid it.
Man.
So, yeah, that Dave East, man, it's some good joints on there. I would recommend people get out a listen. It's a good listen. Oh, also been listening to my boy Meth Lab 2. I went back, you know, to Meth Lab 2. Dave East playing Method Man in the Wu Saga.
Made you want to go back and check.
Yeah, I had to go pull up Meth.
I never heard of it. Is it good?
Meth Lab 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Meth is hard.
He's hard.
Yeah.
He's hard.
He doesn't make the best albums.
No. He doesn't have a classic album either.
But this album is really good. I always like Method Man albums, though, because I like Meth's metaphors and just how he does shit. Like, he's smooth. He can really rap his ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Meth Lab 2 is another banger that
I just wish you
probably got slept on.
A classic album, though.
Yeah.
You like him because you're an MC and you listening to what he's saying. I mean, which he is dope.
Yeah.
He just, I don't know, he never put together a...
I don't know. For me, Judgment Day was just dope as fuck. Like, I don't know. I guess classic is beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's true. I mean, classic is subjective, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
People definitely have personal classics, yeah.
Yeah. Judgment Day was dope as fuck to me. And then all the work that he done with Red, that's classic.
Red and Mac album is ill too, yeah.
Blackout, classic.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Blackout 2, close.
Close, yeah, exactly. Yeah, close.
Sometimes you just can't recreate the greatness, man.
Nah, you gotta let it be, man. You gotta know when to just let it be.
Yeah.
that was that, that space and time, and it sits over there and just makes some new shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm missing, though, is a Kendrick. I need a Kendrick.
He should be dropping probably 2020, man. Yeah. It's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time.
We definitely need it.
Definitely need it.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Any final thoughts?
Man, my final thoughts are...
Go to church on Sunday. Fresh to Death, thank y'all for rocking with us, man. We love y'all.
Like always, you know, we hope this shit was informative, engaging.
Yeah, check us out on all social media platforms, all streaming services.
We everywhere. We everywhere.
Let us know, man. Let us know how crazy we sound. Nah. Now I'm ready for the hate. You know what I'm saying? I know I say crazy ass shit. I'm ready for the hate. But I'm also ready for the love. So, you know, love trumps all.
Trump's all. Peace, 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 guys.
Notice how I put Trump at the end? Like
Trump, Donald Trump.
Kanye, yeah.
Making that Kanye connection. We freshed it deaf.
That's right.
D-E-A-F.
Yes.
Niggas.
Uh-huh, honey.
All them other niggas lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown.
This is Fresh to Death Media Production, recorded in Long Beach, California, Northside 90805.